News from Oroville, September 13th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka.
My name is Mark. I'm from Spain, and I came to Oroville in 1997. And I've been working in coffee shops for quite some time. So in 1999, we opened what it was called before the coffee shop, on top of the solar kitchen, and it was a very good experience. But through the years, the management has been changing, so finally we decided to give a new look, and we started with searching for new people and building up a new team and cleaning up a little bit the face because it was a bit old. We serve simple food. We try to serve quite raw food and few soups. And the menu is based on salad and sandwiches and soups and some savories and some cakes. In the morning we offer breakfast at 8 o'clock. And then we continue up to 12 o'clock where we start serving our lunch. And then in the afternoon people come and just have some crepes and some juices after sports. And then in the dinner time we offer the possibility for people to have their solar kitchen dinner upstairs. In the future, we plan to have many, many events, like cultural events and talks. And why not to have some projections in the open sky? So we would like to have this place as a platform for our Orovillians to come and have a good time. And also try to promote as much as we can our Oroville-grown food and organic food, and try to keep the concept of food miles low. And yeah, try to form a team which is composed basically by a big variety of people, from Orovillians to newcomers to students to volunteers. So yeah, we want to bring that dynamism to the place, that it's actually a cafe which is run by the community. It's not just run by one person and behind it's a team of employees. It's much more than that. So we are trying to give a change and try to give opportunity for people who wants to work maybe 3 hours a day in a place like this. So why not to come and help us a little bit? And we'll be very open to have a lot of participation for people, particularly from the community. So, yeah, it's a start. Let's see how it goes. But seems to be that we build up a good team and more people are joining. So I think we can continue doing good food and giving a good ambience.
Here's Jason from Future School talking about robotics.
Hello, my name is Jason Stewart. I am a newcomer. I've been living in Oroville for almost 3 years, and I'm a full-time teacher at Future School. I originally went to Future School because I had a passion for teaching computer software development, computer programming. And I wanted to see if I could interest the youth of Oroville into being computer programmers. And so I thought the best way to start was to go to the high school and get the teenagers excited about computer programming and, you know, get them passionate about something. So while I was there, I discovered that they had a need for biology teachers, actually. And in a past life, just recently, I was a biologist. I was a laboratory scientist in molecular biology. And I gave that up and became a computer scientist and began doing computer programming. So I offered to teach biology as well while I was there. And while I was teaching biology last year, one of my biology students was giving a presentation on a famous biologist who became he was the first person to build robots back in the 1940s, a man by the name of Walter Gray. And this student of mine was so fascinated by these robots that had been created. I realized that had a particular angle to really capture the passion and the vision of the students, more so than sort of this theoretical stuff. So I talked to him about it, and I said, his name was Luca, And I said, Luca, you know, what do you think? You know, you think that learning about robotics here in Future School would be interesting? You know, do you think some of the kids would be excited by that? And he thought it was a great idea. And so we wrote up a proposal, and we gave the proposal off to the Future School Investment Group, which at that point in time had, about 2 lakh rupees at their disposal for projects to be given to the school for the betterment of the school. So we wrote a proposal to ask for 1 lakh to begin to buy the materials we needed for actually building robots and teaching a robotics class. And they thought it was a fantastic idea. They thought it would really captivate the students and motivate them. And so they gave us half of the money that we asked for. They gave us 50,000 rupees. And with that money over the summer, we purchased a bunch of robot kits from Lego. So it's Lego Mindstorm NXT. And we bought 4 kits. And the kits were brought back by loving Orovillians who were in the U.S. who brought them back for us. And so just in, must have been, middle of July, we began teaching robotics once a week, 2-hour course, and it's been really super. The kids are really excited by it because it's got the mix of hands-on reality, of doing something real with what they've been learning. So they're doing a lot of engineering, they're doing a lot of physics, and they're doing a lot of programming and problem-solving. I mean, it's really, I think that's probably the biggest thing is the sort of brain gymnastics that they have to do to figure out, well, they have a machine that's moving at a speed and it's approaching the edge of a cliff and they don't want it to fall off the cliff. So how do they think about that? How do they make it stop? How do they know the cliff is coming? And just having that kind of analytical problem-solving thinking is something that's very new for them. And they really... they come to me and they ask, can we do work outside of class? You know, can we come and work with the robots? Can we? And so I think on average they spend about 3 times as much time outside of class as they actually do in the 2 hours that we have in class.